How are you feeling today? Take a moment to truly feel, to breathe into that sensation, whatever it may be. Maybe there's a tightness in your chest, or a lightness in your limbs, maybe even a buzzing energy coursing through you. Whatever it is, acknowledge it. Breathe with it, because right now, in this very moment, you have the opportunity to choose how you move forward. Today we're diving into a powerful practice. Forgiveness and letting go. It's not about excusing hurtful actions. It's about releasing the grip those actions have on your heart and mind. Think about it. Holding on to anger, resentment, or bitterness is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. Every step you take becomes heavier, more laborious. You might even stumble, losing balance and hurting yourself further in the process. But what if you could unburden yourself, lighten that load? Imagine the freedom, the lightness of being, the energy you'd reclaim to move forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning past wrongs. It's about freeing yourself from their shackles. It's an act of immense courage and self-love. But how do we actually do this? How can we shift from that heavy backpack mentality to one of lightness and freedom? It starts with a mindful awareness. Start by acknowledging the hurt, the pain, the anger that's been simmering within you. Don't try to suppress it, simply observe it. Feel it without judgment. Once you've acknowledged it, ask yourself, what story am I telling myself about this situation? Is it a story of victimhood, of injustice, of being wronged? Often, these narratives keep us trapped in the cycle of pain. Start to challenge those stories. Are they truly accurate? Are there other perspectives you haven't considered? Perhaps there are underlying motivations, unmet needs, or even misunderstandings that contributed to the situation. This doesn't excuse the hurt. It simply offers a broader lens through which to view it. Remember, forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time and patience, especially when it comes to ourselves. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Let's dive into some practical tools that can help you cultivate forgiveness and let go. 1. The breath of acceptance. When feelings of anger or resentment arise, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling the cool air fill your lungs. As you exhale, gently release any tension in your shoulders, your jaw, your entire body. Repeat this several times, each breath carrying away some of the weight. 2. The compassionate mirror. Imagine standing before a mirror, gazing at yourself with genuine compassion. Acknowledge the pain you've experienced, the hurt that lingers. Then, whisper words of kindness and understanding to yourself. I see your pain, I acknowledge your hurt, and I am here for you. Treat yourself with the same love and forgiveness you would offer a dear friend going through a difficult time. 3. The gratitude shift. Focus on things you are grateful for in this moment. It could be the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds singing, or simply the ability to breathe. Cultivating gratitude helps shift your focus away from negativity and towards appreciation, making it easier to let go of resentment. 4. The forgiveness letter. Write a letter to the person who has wronged you. Pour out all your feelings. Anger, sadness, betrayal, anything that's been weighing on your heart. Don't send the letter. Simply writing it can be incredibly cathartic. As you write, try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. This can help foster empathy and pave the way for forgiveness. Take a moment now, close your eyes, and envision yourself standing on a hilltop overlooking a vast, open landscape. Feel the wind gently caress your face, carrying away any lingering negativity. You are surrounded by peace, serenity, and an overwhelming sense of lightness. Breathe deeply, feeling each inhale fill you with hope and renewal, each exhale releasing all that no longer serves you. Remember, forgiveness is not a sign of weakness, it's a testament to your strength and resilience. It's a powerful act of self-love that sets you free. By letting go of the past, you open yourself up to a future filled with possibilities, joy, and peace. Carry this feeling of lightness within you throughout your day. Let it guide your actions, your words, and your interactions. And as you move forward, remember this. You are worthy of forgiveness, and you deserve to be happy. Today, choose to let go.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.